Rakhi Garhi hit the headlines. When DNA extracted from a woman who lived in the village around 4,500 years ago, yielded clues to the ancestry of ancient Indians. At Rakhi Garhi, one of the largest sites of Indus Valley civilization, history is everywhere. You find the ancient past in the fields or the courtyards, in puddles of mud, or in a trench dug up to raise the foundation of a house. One of the biggest townships of the Harappan civilization that have been excavated till date are located in Rakhi Garhi, Hisar and Dhulivada in Gujarat, and others in Harappa Mohenjo-daro and Ghenvirala in Pakistan. Five interconnected molds spread in the huge area to form the Rakhi Garhi's unique site. Two molds out of five were thickly populated. This site was excavated by the Archaeological Survey of India. The archaeological excavations revealed the mature Harappan phase representation by the planned township having mud bricks as well as burnt bricks houses with proper drainage system. The ceramic industry represented by the red ware, which included dish on stand, vase, jar, bowl, petrolated jars. Other antiquities included blades, terracotta and shell bangles. Rakhi Garhi is a 5,000-year-old site that showcases continuity from Harappan age to the present time. Although hundreds of skeletons from Indus Valley have been discovered, the region's hot climate rapidly destroyed the genetic material that have been constructed in tracing the history of the earliest civilizations. In the recent years, however, scientists have learned that the petrous bone of the inner ear contains an unusually high quality of DNA, allowing them to locate unable genetic material even in otherwise degraded skeletons. The Archaeological Survey of India sampled more than 60 skeleton pieces, including numerous petrous bone, before they were able to extract an ancient DNA from one. Then they had to sequence the sample more than 100 times to piece together a relatively complete genome. The sampled individual, most likely a woman, based on her DNA, was buried among dozens of ceramic bowls and vases in the Harappan site of Rakhi Garhi, about 150 kilometers from Delhi. Archaeological evidence suggests that she lived sometime between 2800 and 2300 BCE. The DNA samples extracted from the ancient Rakhi Garhi inhabited showed that she belonged to a population now known as the ancestors of the South Asians. The study showed that she was not of Aryan descent. She did not have the steppe pastoral ancestry. The study showed a genetic continuity from the ancient hunter-gatherers to the present-day South Asians. It was an earlier thought that the origin of the Harappan civilization took part in Sindh in the present-day Pakistan, because many sites were found there. In the last 10 years, we have discovered many sites in this part. There are at least 5 Harappan sites producing early dates, and show that they were the early Harappan cities going back to 5,000 years. We want to confirm this. Rakhigari is an ideal candidate to believe that the beginning of the Harappan civilization took part in the Gangar Basin in Haryana, and it gradually grew from there. So this is all about what has been excavated in Rakhigari till date. Nobody knows what more will we know about our civilizations in the further excavations. This is your host Rituja Sangeet Rao. If you like today's episode, don't forget to follow the channel. Stay tuned for more episodes.